WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is a great, great week around here. First things first, happy birthday to my mother. She would have been 104 today and this week as the Orioles come home and the Orioles are in first place. But I tell you what, we got a 25th anniversary cooking up next week. I've been putting this together for 25 years. It's our 25th anniversary. We'll be at Costas, hence the shirt, in Dundalk, Maryland. We'll be there on Thursday, August 3rd, which is our 25th anniversary. And then we're going to sort of extend the party to Drug City on Friday. So nice we had to do it twice. Thursday and Friday, come on out. I have old Get Nasty shirts, Free the Birds hats, seat cushions, nasty newsletters, posters, placards, defense stuff, hats, stuff to give away. And most importantly, the remaining batch of the Instant Lottery scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery will be giving those away. Our friends at Window Nation will also be on hand, 866-90-NATION, to kick off our 25th anniversary. And I tell you what, John Martin is kicking things off. If this pot doesn't get hit at Mega Millions, this thing's going to be in that Austin Powers of $1 billion range. He joins us now. He's the executive director of All Things Lottery. You know, I wanted to talk like Orioles with you. I wanted to feed on our mutual hatred of the Yankees. I mean, this week it's good. The Orioles are good. You got all this stuff. You're giving this money away, and then you get breaking news. So I have to clear the way for you and take my little list and move it to the back, because apparently we got more millionaires in the state of Maryland.
Breaking news, Nestor. Breaking. You know, back in college, I wanted to be a broadcast news journalist. I envisioned myself pushing Tom Brokaw out of that nasty chair and saying, "I got it, Tom." And
I'm making no less Nestman jokes right now. I'm not making any.
Who knew it would take today for me to do this, to live my dream? Thank you for the opportunity.
Turkeys might fly, you know. So, hey, my name's been Ness all my life. You think I haven't gotten less Nestman jokes? Come on.
Nice. Yeah. You know, I hope you and I are the only two that are getting this. That's a classic. That is a classic. But enough about him. We got millionaires.
Go ahead. What do we got? Where are they?
You know, last night was the $820 million Mega Millions drawing, which no one won.
My wife pointed out that she didn't win.
Yes. Yes. And I can confirm she did not win. That's not the breaking news part. Friday's
somebody
jackpot.
Did win, though.
Somebody did not. Somebody won $1 million right here in Maryland. Matter of fact, at Pine Liquors in Prince George's County. That's all I can tell you now until that person chooses to come forth. They have 182 days to claim their $1 million prize. Come see me. I'll be more than happy to give you that oversized blank check and we'll fill it in together. $1 million Mega Millions winner last night in the state of Maryland. But
that's an on-the-spot thing. You take that this year. There's no annuity involved or anything like that, right?
You have 182 days, whether you take it tomorrow or 6 months from now. But it is a $1 million prize. We also had a $40,000 prize last night at the Giant in Baltimore County on Lock Raven Boulevard. So if you tend to buy your tickets there.
I might know that person. That's really close to the radio station. I mean, That's right by Calvert Hall. I know exactly where that is.
Wouldn't that be something, huh?
I've been in that parking lot many times. Yes, absolutely.
Well, have you ever purchased a lottery ticket there?
No, I've just purchased Jamaican food there. No, I have not. Okay. We get our lottery tickets. I told you my wife gets them at Royal Farms. She's royal loyal in that way. She goes to the same
good for
kiosk.
Her.
She does it the same way all the time.
Good for her. But the lucky thing about this winner is they made the incredibly smart purchase of getting that mega plier for additional buck. And that mega plier last night was four. So $10,000 prize times four, $40,000 winner. You can buy a lot of Jamaica. You'd be Jamaican me crazy with that when you get
some ackee and saltfish with that. I could get some brown stew chicken, the whole thing. So I think still for me, the headline is the fact that nobody's hit the Mega Millions, right? Like we hit Powerball since the last time we talked. I think you and I pushed it over the edge and California wins. My wife wakes up and I'm thinking, well, we got more people. You know what I mean? Like there's more odds of California winning, right, John?
The odds are the same, Nestor, whether you're in Maryland, California, or on the moon. Well, maybe not the moon part. But
more people play in California than play. There's more people there.
The odds are 1 in 302 million for Mega Millions, 1 in 292 million for Powerball. Yeah, maybe they get a few more tickets there. But it is interesting because the top three Powerball winners in history, all in the state of California.
Well, you can win if you're in loan coning. I know. I've seen this, right?
It can happen.
It
It can
can happen.
happen. And this Friday, $910 million Mega Millions, estimated as of this time, before check mdlottery.com, check your Maryland Lottery app over the noon hour on Friday, and see if that gets bumped up any, or if we hold pat on that. The cash option, $464.2 million estimate at this time. So we'll have some fun. Please play responsibly. And boy, if that turns over on Friday next week, we'll be talking about another billion-dollar jackpot. It seems like we were just talking about one,
Well,
and we were.
it just happened the other day, and it seemed like it was just a minute ago that Barber was winning home run riches, and the Orioles were, that was so second place, right? I mean,
Oh, nice.
that
I
was
see what you did there.
so bay. You know what I mean? It wasn't even.
Wow.
And hey, you were the guy talking maybe 4th of July, this thing would get hit, maybe. And they hit it a month before any of us
Middle
would
of
have
May.
estimated, right?
The middle of May, and they're
So it's
still doing it pretty
crazy.
good.
And then since then, all they do is win, 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 no matter what. And the Yankees are coming in. And more than that, you still have that in play. But then you were talking all this stuff about like the state fair and the state fair. And I'm thinking, like, John, that's at the end of summer. We're not going to talk about that. Let's talk about the beginning of summer. Let's talk about the 4th of July. Let's talk about all these other things. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, all right, state fair's right around the corner here. We got deadlines, and I want you to scream about that because you're giving unprecedented money away as part of this
Big
crazy
deal.
50th anniversary thing that I've stolen a lot of ideas from my 25th anniversary for.
Please do. Ideas are for the taking. We hope you can profit and benefit from them. But some lucky winner is going to potentially benefit by a giveaway $5 million top prize at the state fair. Now, what details I can share with you now? We have 8 of 10 finalists already selected. Over the last several months, we've been picking two finalists every month for the last 4 months, who have entered their $50 worth of lottery play equals one entry. So if you bought one $50 scratch-off ticket, that's already one entry. You bought 50 pick three tickets at a dollar each over the last several months, that's another entry. And so 8 of 10 entering finalists have already been named. On the August 2nd, we will select the final two. Rounding out our field of 10, those 10 folks will be invited to the state fair on Friday, September 8th. And we will select in a series of live events. First, all 10 folks will come up there, and we'll cut that group in five or in half to five semifinalists. And those five semifinalists will go through another iteration, another game to play to select one finalist. And that one finalist will have the chance to play for a cash prize between $100,000, they're guaranteed nothing less than $100,000, up to potentially $5 million. And that all happens live at the Maryland State Fair in September.
John, I got the press release in front of me here, and I do appreciate Seth doing that. How are the Pirates doing? I don't know. We're in first place. I want to read the names here. Andrea Grimes from Huntingtown, that's in Calvert County. Anita Carkey from Montgomery Village, that's in Montgomery County. And I'm doing this on purpose. Benita Klein from Forest Hill, now that's listening range here. We got a lot of listeners in Forest Hill up in Harford County. Jacqueline Kluge from Arnold down in Anne Arundel County will be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at the end of August with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman down at Pappas in Glen Burnie. That's close to Arnold, but not really Arnold. And that's not really Baltimore. Virginia Mayo Holland from Berlin. I was in Berlin the other day driving through Ocean
Beautiful.
City, Worcester County over in the Eastern Shore. Belinda Parsons from Salisbury. I spent the night in Salisbury Sunday night after crossing the state line up to Delaware. Wicomico County. Connie Plater from Oxon Hill. That's in Prince George's County. Never say PG. It messes them
No,
all up.
no,
Harry
no, no.
Sheldon from Easton. I drove through Easton. I got a giant yellow watermelon just north of Easton in Talbot County. There's a problem, John. There's eight people. No Baltimore, no Baltimore County. What's going on here? I mean, we got to get some Baltimore winners these last two, right?
But surprisingly, you had a connection to all of them. Are you the Kevin Bacon of the Maryland Lottery
No, I just
cash
drive all
bash?
over the state eating crab cakes. I pulled off. I went to Hurlock, and I'm going to say this one more time, even though the crab cake was just okay this weekend. There's a place called Suicide Bridge in Hurlock. It's off the beaten path, Cambridge. People always ask me, where should I go to get a crab cake that I don't know about? That's not Costas or Coco's or Pappas or places that are inside the Beltway that people go. I tell them, so I go off the beaten path. So if you had a winner at Hurlock, if you had a winner in Secretary, Maryland, I've been through all these towns, Denton, I've been through all these towns the last couple of days.
You've seen some things.
Can I just say this as you being the big sponsor of what we do with this crazy crab cake tour? I brought this idea to you. I ran into you a couple of years ago and we've been putting this thing together. This state is so freaking beautiful. Like, I can't begin to tell you that you need to get off of 50. I didn't do it until I was 45 years old because I was always in a hurry to get to the beach. You know, there
Sure.
were girls, there was beach, there was sand, there was music, there were girl, there were things at the beach, right? I never got off of 50. Now, like, it's all I can do to, and 50's fine. You go fast, and they've built it nicer since I was a kid. This state is beautiful. So when I read these places in Wicomico, when I talk about Pocomoke City, when I talk about Salisbury, these are places like I like going. I enjoy. I was very upset that that Ugly Pie wasn't open Monday to serve pie. So in Salisbury, it's
Wow.
my favorite pie place in the whole state. So go to Ugly
Wow.
Pie. See, I learn about these things when you sit and talk to the mayor of Salisbury, when you move around and have crab cakes in every county, like I did. You make friends, John. You know, it's
Well,
awesome.
and we make friends every day at the Maryland Lottery. You can go to mdlottery.com to listen to and see and read some of our friends' stories, our winners. But you know, that's the beauty of our job here as well. You know, we'll get winners from every corner of the state. And as well documented, I'm a transplant. I'm not a native Marylander. So sometimes a city will pop up and I'll scratch my head and say, I've never heard of that. Where is that? And then I go to my Rand McNally and you know, check it out and say, oh, well, that's interesting.
Well, you
So
went to
yeah.
Lona Koning, right? When the
You
big
know
thing
what? I
happened?
did not.
You
I
did
did
not.
not.
Okay,
I
okay.
missed that trip, but yeah, that was something.
Well, I mean, this state, I've been to Lona Koning several times, and it's not an easy place to access or a place people would go. But Lefty Grove, there's a park there. There's a whole baseball history. There's just so much history in our state, and I love it. And when I get off the side of the road, and I don't do a lot of radio, and I get to have you on, I like talking about that. The home run riches. Let's talk about that for one more minute
Sure.
because we. It's front and center that the Orioles have. I mean, the Ravens are starting this week, John, and it's really something. And I know you feel it in your building. You have this association with the Orioles every night. You're giving they hit four home runs one night. You're giving a lot of money away. This has been a fun summer, I think, all the way around for people of Baltimore who love sports and who love to play. And Home Run Riches is right in the middle of this.
Yeah, Home Run Riches has been our kind of signature event for the last several seasons, and you know it's tough to promote it when you're looking at 55 wins and over 100 losses. Clearly, this year has been a great convergence, if you will, of the team, our 50th anniversary, people engaged, you know, huge crowds in the ballpark. You know, people just talking about it every day of the week. And as we've talked about before, we had our first $50,000 winner, Barbara, when the Orioles hit their 50th home run back in the middle of May.
I hope
Ryan,
she bought something good. You know what I mean?
oh
I
man,
hope she did something for herself.
you know what? I'm sure she did. She
Okay.
seems like a smart woman who would do that and enjoy and root her team on. I'm
Bet
sure
she bought an Adley Rutschman jersey with it. I hope she did.
She could have. Maybe it would have been Ryan Mountcastle, wouldn't better since he's the guy who
Yeah,
hit the home
everybody's
run.
all
But
Gunnar Henderson'd up now. You know what I mean? See, every night there's a different star, John. That's the magic of Oriole baseball.
you know it is, and it's great stories. And the further magic on Home Run Riches is that we will have a second $50,000 prize winner, unheard of. Our top prize typically is based on how many home runs they hit, but they get $500 for every home run. The player was suggested as a contestant of the game, or is selected as a contestant of the game. But you know, at the end of the season, when we select all of the remaining games, and we'll make those selections right about the end of August. So we'll pick through September and the remaining regularly scheduled games. But after we've picked the 162nd game, we'll pick one more, the 163rd contestant, and that person, he or she, doesn't have to wait for a game. They'll automatically have won that second $50,000 prize from the Home Run Riches.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, if they make the playoffs, could you extend the thing? And I'm thinking, they make the playoffs, and this is God's honest truth, John. My wife and I were going through the summer schedule and looking at it, and that first week of October, I had to sort of make plans. You know what I'm saying? Like that there could be plus, and I think we're all winners if they make the playoffs, right? I mean, at this point, right?
It would be a fun time around here, wouldn't it?
You didn't get my little reference. I just dropped that every night there's a different star. That's the magic of Oregon. You want me to sing to you? Something magic happens. See, I grew up with
Is it
that
too late to say
song.
no?
Did the Indians have a song or no? Did they didn't have a there was no Indian magic song or no? Guardians
It was
magic, nothing
it
like
was
that?
called, I don't know about Guardians, it's called Indian Fever.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Was that written by
It,
Michael Stanley or something like that or
you
no?
know what? I don't know, but
It
the
might
next time
have
you
been.
talk to Terry Pluto or one of the Cleveland
I'll
historians,
find Bud Shaw. I'll find somebody out there.
ask
But
them about Indian Fever. Be a believer in the Cleveland Indians, and
you
I'm
know
not going
what?
to sing,
It's
but
interesting
that's.
you would say that because Bruce Springsteen's coming here in a couple weeks, and Nils Lofgren's a great buddy of mine. He's from Silver Spring. He wrote a song, and you can Google this, and it's really famous. When the Bullets won their champ, or 76, 77, 78, he wrote a song called Bullets Fever that to this day, and they're not even called the Bullets anymore. And like, oh, and your team's not called what they're called back, but they're. My football team isn't called what it used to be called. The Washington football team's going to have its fourth name soon. So what's in a name anyway? But you do the Oriole Magic song, man. When they, I always think every night there's a different star. That's the magic of Oriole baseball. And when I think of the summer of 79 and I think of the summer of 2023, every day there's a different star. It's like every day there's a different winner. John Martin is giving money away. By the way, John, I want to crow a little bit because I got to get some freshies for my 25th anniversary next week.
Absolutely.
We
Come on
had a
down.
$100 winner at Coco's. Brittany, I
Perfect.
got her name finally. Brittany with two T's, NEY, was a $100 winner at Coco's 2 weeks ago. So, and I'm telling you, when people win, there's nothing like seeing how excited they get. So it's a wonderful gift you've given to me that obviously in the promotion that we do, that people really do win. And I can't imagine this $1 million winner is out here somewhere in Prince George's County and you're waiting to find this person.
Well, if you remember last week, we had breaking news then as well, because it was last week to the day when we announced that we had two millionaire from the mega drawing last week. One was a $1 million winner and one was a $4 million winner. We still have not heard from the $4 million winner, but the $1 million winner from last week was a Windsor Mill gentleman who did come in and claim.
See, that's
And
Baltimore. Windsor Mills, Baltimore. See,
there you
okay,
go.
good. All right,
See?
good, good.
See? Go to
All right.
mdlottery.com. You'll hear his or read his story. He purchases ticket at National Pike, BP.
You told me
There,
about this when you said it was in Catonsville. Yeah.
yes,
All
Catonsville.
right.
So he came in, retiree, going to enjoy his winnings. A former bus driver, so I think he's going to
Awesome.
put it in park and enjoy his $1 million win. So yeah, people do win, and they win from all corners of the state. And MDLottery.com will share with you whether they're winning prizes on Mega Millions, Powerball, Fast Play, Progressive jackpots on Fast Play, scratch off tickets. Depending on whatever game you choose to play, regardless of what it is, please play responsibly and enjoy it.
You're going to make me make a Honeymooners reference, aren't you?
Go
With the
ahead.
bus driver?
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it. And away we go.
None.
Yeah, John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming and sense of humor here at times. Here's one thing we don't have a sense of humor about, and that's obviously every night we're getting the sports wagering thing, the baseball thing. Football's getting up on us, right? I mean, Luke's out training camp this week, sweating it out. You can follow him at Baltimore Luke for all the things we're doing around here. I'm covering football. The ads are coming back again and playing. And I know we want to say responsibly, but I want to ask you, as the executive director of this and where we are, and we've swarked and we've talked about opening and grand opening and mobile. This is the first full year we're going to have mobile for football. Is there anything we've learned, you've learned in operating this that's going to be helpful for this year from just the statewide, just other than there's more ways to play and there's more access to it now, right? I mean, that's really the thing. This time last year was no access in this way. Now there's full access in every way, every day.
I would hope there's learning going on, and just to continue to ride that bandwagon, we, the Maryland Lottery, will be at M&T Bank Stadium this Saturday, I believe it is. Is it Friday? Yeah, the 29th, for the Ravens
That's
practice.
Saturday, by the way, 29th.
Yes, it is. So gates open, I understand, at 11:45 a.m. So for people going down there to watch the team go through the paces, hopefully hydrate, sunscreen, wear a hat, floppy hat would be nice. But also stop by and visit us in concourse. spin the prize wheel, maybe make a purchase of a lottery game, but enjoy that. We will be there. But you're right, Nestor. This football season, when it kicks off, we'll have as of now, I'm trying to do the quick math, we'll have at least 10 retail sports books and at least 11 mobile sports books. Now, we may have two or three more before the first game of the season. We still have people in the pipeline. We're still vetting, still qualifying, still putting people out there into the marketplace. So we could have, we're 21 now, we could have 25, between 25 and 30 during this upcoming season. That's a lot. And I think the market is pretty well saturated and pretty well set at this point. You may recall when we started this process several months ago, we had the potential for 60 licenses. We end up getting 41 applications in, and we're working through that. But yet we still have people that aren't through that application process. And at this point, I think, a lot of fans have made their determination on who their go-to sports book is, and many of them probably have more than one that they work with, whether it's one retail and one mobile or multiple mobiles. But in any regard, there are a lot of options out there. I think we'll see some of the promotional offers come back up once the football season starts. So, be prepared for maybe a little uptick on advertising and promotion from the sports book operators. But we've seen a nice leveling off. We've seen our revenue forecast numbers be pretty good, pretty consistent with what we promised to the state and after the first full year. Or I should say the most recent fiscal year. And having a full year under our belt now, we'll probably be again closer to that 30 million mark this time next year when we talk about what fiscal 24 did.
Well, and it's really a first measurement, right? It's a
Oh, yeah.
first measurement from the beginning of a real football season for, I mean, we know where that's where the play has been. I know baseball's trying to change that on a daily basis, as was tennis a couple of weeks ago, and F1 and all these other sports that have sort of come on. But football's still, in front of all of us, and the season's beginning. I want to remind everybody to play responsibly. You can visit mdgamblinghelp.org or 1-800-GAMBLER. We talk about this all the time. It's confidential. If you're having problems, especially with it being new, please. I have a lot of wide net in my audience of folks who love sports in lots of ways. Please be responsible. John, anything else I'm missing here? I mean, I feel like, again, the headline is we got $910 million. Believe me, that's the headline for my wife. In Mega Millions here this week. We got some local winners as well. But just a lot of games, a lot of scratch-offs, a lot of things happening. And it's hot out there, John.
It is in a number of ways. We have hot games, hot temperatures. Matter of fact, we have a cash heat wave. I'm going to screw this up. A heat wave promotion where, based on the physical temperature, will determine your potential winning amount. Matter of fact, let me call that one up here. I'm sorry, we're probably running up against your time lot
Oh,
here.
no. So if we get to 98 or 99 on a weekend,
All right,
what happens now? I'm looking at the forecast, 97, 95, 96. Then it goes down into the 80s. And who just wants to win something 80s? Well, I want to win something 90s.
So this is a second chance contest. Players can go to mdlottery.com for more details. It's called our cash heat wave. The hotter it gets, the more cash you could win. And that means when your number is selected, and we have a an entry deadline coming up, the very first one on July 30th. So plenty of times to get in. You haven't missed anything yet. But when we start to select on August 1st, our first batch of winners, we will refer back to the last calendar week, and depending on the high water mark or the temperature for that week, will determine the prize amount. If we have a de degree day over 100 degrees, the cash prize is $10,000.
Whoa, 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 whoa. They don't do this in Arizona. I bet they
Oh,
don't do this.
well, if
John
they
Martin of
do.
Arizona does not want to give that kind of money away.
No, they'd be kind of locked in on that. But if the high temperature is 90 to 99, the cash prize is $7,500. 80 to 89, $5,000. Below 80, and I don't think we've seen below 80 for a while, the cash prize is $2,500. So the hotter it gets, the more money you can win. Go to mdlottery.com and learn more about our heat wave promotion, which begins at the end of the month.
Yeah, I don't want to give 2,500 bucks away, but I like 80s better than 90s for me, just from a temperature standpoint. But I, my people from the equator, John, we like it hot. It's summertime. I'm not going to complain because, like, You're from Ohio. You know what a foot of snow is like, right? So, I mean,
Yes.
it's right around the corner. You want snow, fly to the southern hemisphere. It's summer around here. It's hot. The Orioles are in first place. The Ravens are back on the field. John's giving money away. There's almost $1 billion in the pot at Mega Millions. And we are celebrating our 25th anniversary at Costas next Thursday. We'll be there from 11 to 4. We got great guests. And then on Friday, we're going to be at Drug City because I couldn't fit all the guests I wanted to fit. And I wanted to go to Dundalk and they got milkshakes at Drug City. So I got to get there for that. That's on Friday, 11 to 4. All of it presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Roz is threatening to give me some new scratch offs. I'm going to get a different game, I think, although this has been a very lucky game. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, also putting it on. And our 25th anniversary begins on Thursday. You're going to see stuff out on social media. It's going to be an amazing 25 weeks beginning in the beginning of August. We're going to celebrate the 25 greatest moments in the history of WNST. And I'm excited about that. John, I shall see you next week. And if this thing keeps going, it'll be an Austin Powers celebration next week of over $1 billion. All right.
Looking forward to it, Nestor. Thank you.
You got it, John Martin, Executive Director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. At some point, I'm going to get him the loan of Koning because I'm tired of talking about Lefty Grove. All y'all should go out and see this beautiful state. You should eat peach cake this time of year. You should get out and eat fresh Maryland tomatoes. You should go eat a crab cake someplace you'd never been. You should drive on a road off of 50 or off of 70 that you've never been on. Go fly fish. Go do something different this summer. It's beautiful out. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Getting old, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.